Here's one of those places, Central Vietnam, the old battle zones from decades ago. That region of the country was hotly contested during what the Vietnamese refer to as the American War. U.S. troops used to scour the hills for Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese Army. The war has been over for more than 30 years, but the foreigners are now back in those hills looking for something far more lucrative, as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
There's gold in these hills, and while it's too early to call what's happening here a gold rush, a few days ago, a Toronto-based firm, Olympus Pacific Minerals, officially opened a new mine in Quang Nam province. Vietnam might seem an unlikely place to find gold. Not so, says Olympus CEO David Seaton.
They've mined here for over 1,000 years. The Cham people discovered gold more than 1,000 years ago and have mined it successfully. The local Vietnamese people have mined it. The French mined it up until the 1940s when World War II stopped them. And then now we've picked up the ball again and we're continuing the tradition.
The Bong Mueu mine operation is relatively modest by world standards. Company officials say they expect output to be just under 30,000 ounces a year. But David Seaton says Olympus has just received permission for another, larger mine nearby.
The exciting thing here is that this is just the beginning. This country just has an amazing potential in terms of its mineral wealth. They have oil, gas, coal, bauxite, tungsten, uranium, gold, silver. It just hasn't had the foreign investment to enable these developments to take place on a commercial scale.
That investment has lagged because of uncertainty over ownership and seemingly interminable delays for licenses from communist bureaucracy at both the state and provincial level. Delays, Seaton says, have scared off many.
We came here in 1989 looking for gold in Vietnam, and the first project didn't work. We acquired this project off another foreign investor in 1996, who felt that progress was too slow, and we came in here, dug in, and proved that we could do it.
The new state-of-the-art plant here is the first modern gold mine to be opened in Vietnam with foreign investment in over 100 years. It sits on a hill overlooking Bong Mueu village. Since the French left, mining here has been largely informal and often illegal, mostly local farmers trying to earn a little money on the side. And that illegal mining, says one of the new mine's local partners, Nguyen Song Thuong, was hard on the environment.
The miners use cyanide and other chemicals and dump them into the water and elsewhere. And many fish and many animals died as a result. Our new gold mine uses the latest technology to make sure the cyanide and other chemicals are not released into the environment in harmful amounts.
In this relatively remote area of central Vietnam, where regular jobs are scarce, the mine employs nearly 200 locals from nearby villages. Some, like 30-year-old Nguyen Ngoc Son, used to work these hills for themselves.
In general, I'm satisfied working here. Before, I did not have a steady job. Sometimes, I'd get lucky and find enough gold to earn a lot in just one day. But I could also go many days without earning anything. Now I earn about $100 a month, and it's better for me like this.
But another worker complains that fewer than half the local hires have contracts and benefits. The rest, he says, are day laborers with no benefits. Even so, they still earn nearly twice as much as what most locals make as farmers. In Bong Mueu Hamlet, cows and chickens graze in the tiny yards that front the road to the mine just up the hill. Down here, some residents say they're not convinced the mine is as environmentally friendly as advertised. 40-year-old Vo Thi Anh complains the air and water used to be better before the mine arrived and says she now feels tired all the time. Several neighbors say much the same thing, but it may be a case of sour grapes. Many admit they've tried but failed to get jobs at the mine, and some complain that the provincial crackdown on illegal mining has put a crimp in their meager earnings. They may get a chance at more work when Olympus Pacific opens its second and bigger project nearby in 2008. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.